Can't decide and torn between a romantic, comedy, action, or an indie film to watch for the weekend? Well, well, well. Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast is your ultimate guide to the latest movies. Join Jordan, Keith, and Mariano as the trio dissects what's latest on the blockbusters. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast.
I'm going to quit if we don't review The Conjuring 2. Hi, this is Jordan speaking, and welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast with Jordan, Keith, and...
Mariano.
Okay. This is our 17th?
20th? Yeah, something like that.
I'm rounding up.
So. Close enough, yeah.
Welcome in, guys. Today we're going to be reviewing... Well, I'll let you guys decide with my threat... You know, on your mind.
So, Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising, and...
I guess we'll do The Conjuring Part 2.
All right, well, then I stay. Putting my stuff down.
All right. So, which one should we do first, fellas?
Let's go with Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising. It was okay, but I want to hear what you guys thought about the movie.
Okay, right. So, first one we're going to do is Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising. You liked it, right?
It wasn't terrible. I just liked the first one better.
I think that's a given, right? I mean,
there's few
things where the sequel's going to be better than the original.
Right, but I just want to be clear. I didn't dislike it. It just wasn't as good to me.
Yeah. I kind of felt like it was a bit of a rehash, but it felt like almost the exact same thing except for we just threw in a few different things in it now.
And those things were unnecessary, in my opinion. The car thing with the girl, it was just a bit too much.
That was awesome. I love that. You're making them sexier.
What car
stop
thing
it.
With the girl?
No.
I love that.
No, not the car wash. When the girl gets hit by the car.
Oh, I love that, too. That was funny.
It was funny, but it was just a little like, really?
Well, you know,
you're talking about that thing that you could see in the trailer that we're not spoiling whatsoever.
Exactly.
Where the girl gets hit by a car.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes. You can see that in the trailer.
Okay.
This is
just
true.
Some clarification
so you don't
hear a secondhand conversation.
I mean, it's over the top, but that was one of the things that made me want to go see the movie. So they did their part in that. Aspect.
Right.
And by the way, so this film is directed by Nicholas Stoller, who also directed the first Neighbors movie, mm-hmm. and he's also done Get Him to the Greek Theater. I love that one. Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Storks, and The 5-Year Engagement. So, yeah.
Ooh, he does a lot of funny movies.
Yeah, that's his resume.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall, can we say that's an instant
I was, right? going to say that, then in my opinion, then this one's his worst.
Oh, dude.
I'm sorry. It's still a good movie, again, but Forgetting Sarah Marshall was the best.
So you're saying he's got a... You're saying he's got like that great of a track record where you like this one even...
Yeah, again, yeah. I mean, I can't say this enough. It was good. It just... Who here is going to disagree that it wasn't nearly as good as Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Oh, come on.
So then
no,
it was his
nobody,
worst.
Yeah.
Because Get Him to the Greek was really funny, too.
He's got a few lesser-known titles. I mean, I like those films.
I mean, I do like those. So, but... You know, in regards to Neighbors too, though, I mean, well, I like the film. I thought it was fun. I liked it more than I thought I was going to. Was it over the top? Yeah. I mean, but that seems to be Seth Rogen's style of humor, and I love it and I hate it at the same time. So,
Then can I say at least Zac Efron is funny?
Yes,
I didn't know
Zac Efron was doing great in that movie.
Yeah,
I actually... He exceeded my expectations both times through Neighbors 1 and Neighbors 2.
Me too, yeah.
And he kept going. I mean, the character felt a bit weird, the part that they had written for him, I mean, the whole setting for it. But he himself, I think he really makes it his own.
Yeah, he really does. He's
a good actor. He's a great actor.
He's great.
Yeah, so, you know, props to Zac Efron because he understood that he had that whole quintessential, you know, good-looking frat boy, you know, persona.
Right.
And just looking at him like, oh, yeah, he's in a frat.
And embraced it.
Yeah, exactly. So
he owns it well. And in the movie, I think his character owns it well, too.
Yeah.
It's going to be really complicated, like giving a solid review on this, nothing definite, because there were some things that really worked for the movie for me, but there was also some things that I didn't really care for. I mean, the movie, I felt like it was kind of too stupid in some points. It was kind of a little bit too slapstick.
I agree.
It felt too cliche at some points. And the other one, and the first movie, that's the impression I thought I was going to get. I thought I was going to feel the way I did about the second one on the first one. But when I saw it, I liked the first one. When I saw the second one, though, everything that I thought, my expectations were actually met.
Well, I saw the first one last. I went backwards.
Yeah.
And all I can say is I like the sequel. I like Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising, because it made me want to watch the first one.
Okay.
So, and there's things about it that I think you guys are missing that I think are really poignant in regards to this film.
Well, are you talking about the message? I mean,
well, there's a few things. So, what I like about this film is that, you know, Zac Efron's character, Teddy Sanders, you know, he's a frat boy who's gone wild, and his friends are all growing up.
Right.
And
without
he's
him.
Not yeah, without him. So he's struggling. So you get the whole, what do you do after the party's over? So because for the longest time, you get a sense that his character was all about the party and having a good time.
Which,
so he is forced to dig deeper in his life. And you see that in this comedy that's over the top. You get that.
I don't think it's as existential as you're building it up
well,
to be.
Well, you let me finish.
All right. All right. So, very sorry.
There's also the whole thing about sexism and the whole thing, you know, men and women and how they're perceived in college and how stupid men are when they're in college, when they first get, especially in their early 20s, how just ridiculous we can be. This film shows you that. I enjoyed that. And it showed you that just the double standards, and it shows you what is considered to be sexy and cool by male standards and what's sexy and cool by female standards, and how they're not the same. And you show, and it showed us how these women had to tolerate men at a certain, you know, these young college men to an extent to get certain things done,
right,
or so they thought.
No,
so there were some deeper messages in this film. If you look.
Well, no,
so,
I think
I'm Mariano on this one.
I know. I don't think that
it's something that you have to look for. They're very obvious, and I totally agree with the feminism point of view with it. I mean, there is a really good message. I was referring to, it's not that big of a, it's not really a digging deep feeling whenever you're seeing Zac Efron's whole character development. It really is kind of a one-track thing, in my opinion.
But it's not, though.
It didn't feel as deep as you're kind of building it up to me. Now,
the message that they're giving, you totally glossed over the fact. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm still holding that opinion. I think the sororities, that was an interesting thing. I didn't know when I came into that movie that you couldn't – I mean, sororities couldn't throw parties. That
was just part of it. But I'm talking about the part where, you know, where they're throwing a party to appease these guys. And how the party, I mean, and you know, the compromises they had to make. And all this started because they went to a male frat party and they were so disgusted by it.
Yeah.
But the director did such a good job. When I'm watching the film, I'm looking at the frat party. I was disgusted by it, too, by the male frat party. So, you know, if I was them, I would have started my own sorority, too. I would have moved into that house. I mean, yeah.
We've got no argument there. There's no debate on that. I totally agree.
Like I said, but the behavior of those young college guys, because when you're in college and you're that age, you're doing those things and you're not thinking that you're being that way.
Right. Yeah.
You get older, you look back in retrospect, you're like, wow, that was me. Oh, embarrassing.
But that's the part of the movie that I did enjoy, though, the message behind it, that if they're not going to be treated equal, they'll create that circumstance. And I liked
that.
It was just, some of it was a little too slapstick. Like you said, the message was good. Just some of the jokes were just unnecessary to me.
Well, yeah, I agree with
you. Think
it was too stupid,
or do you think it was too cliche? Because you can have original stupid and it's still funny.
Yeah, it was just to me, it's not very original to have somebody get hit by a CGI car and then get up and be totally fine, and then say something funny and then run away. That I've seen that a lot of times. Like it, you know, so when I saw that again, I was like, really.
When I think of bad slapstick in a movie, I think of a ski trip movie. I think that it's a movie that involves them needing to win a skiing competition, because that seems like the most generic cliche kind of comedy there is to me.
Well, I mean, I hear you. I mean, but it was. I mean, there are other things too. So that I liked about it.
So overall,
I approve it. I like it. It made me want to watch the first one, and I did. So.
So what do you guys think? Would you approve? Would you say watch it?
I approve the film, so. If you guys don't, that's cool, but I do. I dig it.
You know what? Watch the first one again. I don't approve this one very much. Yeah.
And honestly,
no
I
worries.
Think the message is good, but there's 1,000 other places you can get that message.
It gets boring if we always agree, dude. Yeah. It gets boring if we always agree. So it's okay.
In honesty, I'm
okay being on the island by myself.
I don't regret watching it, but I wouldn't go see it again. I honestly would rather just watch the first one again. In fact, I think I'm going to watch the first one again tonight, not the second one.
And I feel how you do. I feel like it wasn't necessarily like I regretted seeing it, but I don't really feel like it was necessary.
It gets the approval from the O'Keefster. So,
but this is a democracy, and we out.
Yeah, so.
So, Don't worry.
So the jury is
2-1.
Can't watch it.
2-1.
It's just not allowed. Yeah.
Whatever. So I say watch it.
It is hereby illegal to watch it. But okay, so. Now we're going to do The Conjuring 2 as soon as we come back from these advertisements that keep us afloat, because let's face it, we all love money.
Yes.
So thanks for listening, guys. We'll be right back.
Commercials.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts movie podcast with three people whose names are just too long to pronounce.
That's true.
So we just did a review on Neighbors 2. Two out of
Sorority
three of us
rising.
Didn't like it.
Sorority Rising.
Or, you know, just had mixed feelings.
No, can't really... they didn't like it. I did. It's okay. It's awesome.
I know. It's too complicated.
I was outvoted, according to Mariano.
Well, yeah that's just the way it works.
Ooh, okay.
We're in America, Keith. Yeah. But anyways, right now we're going to conjure up some feelings for our next movie.
Oh, you're so corny, dude.
The Conjuring 2.
The Conjuring 2. Thank you. I couldn't say it because I already said it once.
I liked it. I'm going to give you a goo.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So now we're doing The Conjuring 2, and this is a horror movie that just got released recently, if you're listening to this.
Yes.
When we're recording it.
Yes, and this was directed by James Wan, who also, Wan, I believe I'm saying it right.
Yeah.
He also directed the first one, and he's done... Fast and Furious 7, Insidious 1 and 2, Death Sentence, and he's going to do the new Aquaman, which comes out in 2018. So excited about that.
You looked shocked, Mariana.
I'm excited. I didn't know he did the Fast and Furious. I knew that he did Insidious.
Yeah.
He's a good director. I'm excited for this Aquaman.
I didn't know he did Fast and Furious either. I have a lot of faith in him.
Fast Furious 7.
Okay, the 7th.
Because there is a Fast Furious, right. Fast Furious 7.
Yes. So, yeah, but... where do we begin? I can go.
Oh, do you, do you have something? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think me and Mariano have even seen the movie. So yeah, you go ahead. You can take the
lead. Right. What am I going to do with this guy? So where do I start, dude? I'm the worst critic when it comes to horror films. And let me explain that. What I mean is that most horror movies annoy me and get on my nerves because there's no common sense and I get agitated. I don't get scared, I just get agitated because it's so clichéic and formulaic. I did not feel that way with Conjuring 2.
I know exactly what you mean, and that bothers me too. I love nothing more in a horror movie than when the people in it are intelligent.
Yes.
Like, think The Faculty. Yes. Do you remember that? The high schoolers were smart, right?
Yeah. Robert Rodriguez, I believe.
Yeah.
The Faculty?
The Faculty. But they knew what they were doing. They were athletic. They were quick. They made things happen. I like that.
Yeah, that was a cool little alien horror film.
Exactly.
Movie.
Like,
that was dope.
The newer horror movies, like Scream was a good one, too.
Yes.
But then there were the girls are a little too ditzy and the guys are too macho stupid. And
it gets cliche.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Like in the Friday the 13th movie.
Right.
Much.
Exactly.
It just becomes a running joke after a while with those.
Yeah. But I think the Conjuring, they own it at this point. But
both of the Conjurings were clever.
Dope.
Right? Dope.
Yes.
Yeah, dope is right.
Yes. Conjuring 2 was awesome. I was pleasantly surprised because Jordan's like, oh, we got to review this. And I was like, oh, I don't want to see this.
What?
Well, because I hadn't seen the first one.
Oh,
and I was just like,
okay.
I get
like,
it.
Oh, I love it.
Are you trying to go to jail?
I know, right?
No, I get what you're coming from because horror movies are so hard to love. And the thing is, there's just so many bad ones. The market's saturated with terrible horror movies.
Agreed.
And it kind of makes you scared to like invest your time in something that you're going to find so many things just, you know, facepalming, you know?
Right. So let's let people know. So Conjuring 2 is based off of this real life couple. That's Ed and Lorraine Warren. Vera Farmiga plays Lorraine. Patrick Wilson plays Ed Warren. They're a great paranormal psychologist type of couple. They're awesome. She's a medium, and
with great chemistry.
Yeah, and he's a demonologist. And this is a horror film, but it's also a love story about this couple and how they like to help people. you know, how they feel it's their duty to help people in need when it comes to demonic possessions and stuff like that in the haunted houses. And what's cool about this franchise with The Conjuring is that you see them also talk about debunking when houses are not haunted.
Right.
So you never see that in a horror franchise where, I mean, it's really based in reality and they're like, okay, no, you were imagining things. That's not the case. But over here, oh, that is the case. And then they're working with the church. So I'm not used to seeing all that unless it's on some exorcist stuff. You know what I mean?
You know what?
Who's going first?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Rock, paper, scissors?
I always win. Okay, I forever win.
Okay.
So
they really are. Okay, he drew rock. I had scissors. All right, you go, Maria.
No, let the record show I never, ever, ever lose ever. So that's not a joke.
This is how we're going to settle everything now. Challenge accepted, bro.
Now, yes. To take off of your point, I totally agree. And one other piece that I love that I felt gave it some kind of gravity, some kind of sense of extra realism that other horror movies don't, is that for those of you who haven't seen the first Conjuring, spoiler alert, okay? In the first Conjuring, I won't give it away for the
dangerous
second.
Words.
Anything for the second is,
well, you can do that because that one's been out for a few years.
Right, but some people, you
that's
know,
on them at this point. That's
exactly.
on them.
Okay, fine. Then watch the movie. What's wrong with you? Now, as the medium, it's not just, you know, they go around like solving these mysteries. Each time they do what they do, it takes a toll on them. And it really starts to wear, and especially on her, because she's the medium and she's the one who senses and feels these terrible things.
Yeah.
And she explains in the first one that she just can't do this forever.
That's not a spoiler alert, bro. I mean, that's a good thing that you said, because that's pivotal to what we're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. I just wanted it to be said. But
it's not a Scooby-Doo mystery tour thing. It seems like when you watch a movie and you watch another one, you see the effects of the last one.
Exactly. And that's
what's really cool about it. It's not... It feels more canonized, you know? It feels very special. It feels they have this more interconnection together that's not just the characters. That, by the way, the characters, even if they didn't have that connection, still make the movies on their own. They're fantastic.
Right.
They do so well together. Their chemistry together, you know,
talking about Ed and Lorraine?
Yeah, Ed and Lorraine. Yeah. Also, their chemistry with, you know, whoever's getting haunted at, whoever the ghost. In any of the movies that Lorraine's been in, you know, her older self, her younger self, she's been phenomenal. She's just a fun character to watch. And she's someone that you can really root for, because a real bad pitfall when it comes to horror movies is you really hate the people that you're supposed to like.
You didn't get that with this movie.
You don't.
You never
get that with them.
You really like them.
And I want to go ahead and say one thing else that I believe with it. Now, I've watched a lot of bad horror movies, like I've said. I've seen so many that I've been disappointed with. The thing is that a lot of people think that they don't want to give another horror movie a chance because we've had our classics and we're done. Everything's just going to be garbage because what's been done is done.
Right, but no, this is a new classic for sure.
I think it proves that horror can be even better than it's ever been, because technology today with movies is making it more – the potential is more and more amazing.
Agreed.
We've always just been lacking that storyline, and The Conjuring is a movie that delivers so hard.
I agree. And you know,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. Do you know what I think makes it deliver so hard?
What's that?
I just was talking about this to someone before we did this, and this was explained to me perfectly. Now, throughout the movie, don't you guys agree there were so many instances where you were expecting a scare and it didn't happen?
Yeah, yeah. Yes. That was very...
I didn't think about that, right?
Yes, but when I was watching it, I was like, yeah, here it comes.
Here it comes, exactly, and it doesn't, and that builds the tension, and it makes it, when it does happen right after that and you're not expecting it,
I agree.
So much worse.
I agree.
The timing was perfect. The only other movie that I've seen like that in terms of timing was The Hills Have Eyes.
Okay,
and that was another movie I'm a fan of.
Well, don't forget, those are remakes.
I think we're compatible.
I mean the remake, not the second one, but
movies.
The first one.
Now, what I really liked about this is, and I think in any kind of these haunting movies, there's these times, and most of the time it's in the daylight, where I like to imagine it kind of like we're a roller coaster, where you're going down and you're going in, and it feels intense and insane, but you know that you're going to hit a slow point at one, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you're kind of waiting for that slow point. To kind of take a breather, kind of take a break. This was the first movie that when I was watching it, I was like, kind of get to the daylight already. I kind of need a break. I'm getting so nervous about what's going on.
You know what? I had the exact same feeling, but not in a bad way. I love the down points.
No, it wasn't a bad way at all.
Those were the injections of realism. It was really creepy. It was really suspenseful. The timing of it all was perfect. The things that they drag out, like just creepy sounds, were all really good.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
God.
Then it breaks
the sound
it up.
Effects.
Right. And then it breaks it up with Ed and Lorraine Warren and the things that they deal with on a daily basis. And that back and forth was was very good to me.
And I, when I make the roller coaster analogy, I want to make it clear that I think that when I say that, that has nothing to do with the character interaction, the storyline itself, but that goes just for the scares.
Pace, the pace,
yeah,
the movie.
Pacing of the horror.
Right.
They did the pacing so well, and I mean this in the best way possible. For the first time, I was like, give me a break here. I need a second to breathe. Let it be morning for a second, because
I agree.
I'm
getting uncomfortable.
Well, what I want to say is this in regards to Conjuring 2. The first one took place in America.
Mm-hmm.
This one takes place in England, because we didn't even tell people that.
Right, right. Yeah.
So, we didn't.
we raved
about
it.
We missed so many.
Right. So, and basically what happens is, you know, a single mom's living with her family in an English home. And, you know, it just starts, things just start going crazy. And what I liked about this and the difference between this one versus the first Conjuring is that when other people, you know, when, what was cool about this is like, you see things going bad quickly. And my favorite scene, my favorite first scene is when, you know, the family realizes something's wrong and they all just run out of the house.
Yeah.
You know, that reminded me of Amityville Horror, and that was common sense. So I like that, because in other films that doesn't happen. And I liked that, you know, this movie shows you more up front things are going wrong that other people can see than in the first Conjuring.
You think they're generally smarter.
What? So like in the first Conjuring, you know, it took a while before, like, okay, something's wrong. And this one, it seemed quicker, but in this one you had skeptics who were more harsh,
right,
than in the first one.
I agree.
So I liked all that. I liked that they had to fly to England and that they're still working with the church. And yeah, it was just cool. But yeah, I wanted to mention that. And there's a little, well, there's a girl, the one daughter who's played by Madison Wolf. She plays Janet Hodson, and her mom is Frances O'Connor, who plays Peggy Hodson.
Right.
Janet, you know, she almost steals the show as the little girl. She did a great job.
I think both little girls did a good job.
Yeah.
And can I just say really quick, I like the single mom dynamic. I like when I think what you were trying to say was, you see things going bad immediately, but you see them not realize it at first.
Right.
And as they start to realize, I like seeing the mom stress out, because that to me was another little piece of realism.
And it was real.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
we've got glowing recommendations. I think it's a testament to how much we thought a movie that we couldn't even tell you the setting, because we got so
thought about it. Definitely.
So, when we come back with this commercial break, we're going to be doing our wrap up with Neighbors 2 and Conjuring 2.
Right on.
And come up with some fun puns based on the two sequel names. So,
sounds good.
Attack of the sequels.
All right. I don't like that. We'll see you soon.
Oh, hater.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Everybody, welcome back. This is Keith.
This is Jordan.
And this is Mariano. And we need to learn alphabetical order, apparently.
Right?
JK.
So we are back, wrapping up with Conjuring 2 and Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising.
Yes.
So
yes.
I have a whole thing I do with that, but yeah.
Oh, it was nice.
It was fist in the air.
Yes.
Very regal. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So I think jury's out that we liked Conjuring 2 more than Neighbors 2.
Yeah,
yes,
I did.
Definitely. Yes. I mean, I like Neighbors 2, but yeah, Conjuring 2 was yeah, I like it more.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask a couple questions. Yes. And this is mainly going to be for you, Keith, but I want you to answer too, Mariano. And mainly, you weren't expecting to like this movie.
No.
And it's because, and you kind of had a prejudice against newer horror movies because
they usually suck.
They usually suck, yeah.
Yes. So they're just derivative, clichéic, formulaic, and just annoying.
Archaic, no yeah. Sense. Several
eggs. Really so, right?
I know.
Yeah. I mean, so has this changed your mind? Has this kind of opened your mind to horror movies or?
No, just to Conjuring franchise.
Okay. And
so if they do a part three, I can't wait. I'm all about the Conjuring. I want to see more Ed and Lorraine stuff.
What about like?
I think it's great. So.
About things like Insidious or?
Because it's this same director, I'll check it out.
Okay.
I've heard good things about it, but I'll check it out. I've never heard anyone say anything bad about The Conjuring.
All right.
I keep saying the. It's Conjuring, but it's like the Foo Fighters. I keep wanting to put the in front of it.
Let me tell you right now.
Yes.
If you are disappointed by any of the Insidious movies, I'll buy you lunch.
Okay.
They're that good.
You heard him say that, folks. So I will be watching Insidious.
They're good.
Definitely. And yeah, one and two. So I'll check them out.
And my question for both of you guys is, how would you compare this? How would you rank it amongst other horror movies? I mean, you're someone that sticks to the classics. I guess, Mariotto, you've always been a bit more open-minded.
What a backhand compliment? What? He's influencing you now. What's up with that?
You were nervous to check out a horror movie because it was new. I mean, you can't blame me for saying he's a bit more open-minded.
What I just say? Because most new horror films suck. You didn't say I was wrong.
I'm not insulting you here. I mean, you have a reason, but you're still essentially agreeing with me.
I have to get one pun in.
What's that?
You guys are giving me treatment that is unsequel.
Unreal.
To answer your question, Jordan, the way I described it earlier was The Conjuring, the first one, is the best horror movie I've seen in a long time. The only reason The Conjuring 2 isn't is because of The Conjuring. Okay. I think it's better, but I'm going to say that's the best horror movie I've seen since The Conjuring, which is the best movie I've seen in a long time.
So would you put this in like top five favorite horror movies?
If I had to buy three horror movies and watch them over and over for the rest of my life, this would be in it.
Really? Okay. So, and that's, what about you?
So I'll say, getting back to what Mariano said earlier in our podcast, I was thinking it and he said it, this is a new horror classic.
Yeah.
So instantly. Conjuring and Conjuring 2 are new horror classics.
Yeah. So
they would do Amityville, Horror, Proud, and other, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street and Exorcist. They would do them Proud. Yeah. So that franchise does give me hope. To answer your question, Jordan, this franchise does give me hope for new horror films.
So will Insidious, I promise you.
All right, I'll check it out.
Even the first Sinister I thought was really good. Second, I've heard nothing but terrible things.
I did see The Boy. That was good, too. I enjoyed that one. It had a nice twist to it.
I haven't,
I did like that one, too. That's another conversation.
Yeah.
I did want to say real quick, though. So Patrick Wilson, great actor. He's also in Watchmen.
Yep.
I believe he played the Owlman.
He's in The Switch.
Yeah. Yes. And Vera Farmiga, if I'm saying her name right, great actress. She did a gem with Paul Walker from Fast and Furious fame called Running Scared. It's a dark action thriller. All I'm going to say. And she plays his wife, and she almost steals the show.
And The Departed.
And that's all he's going to say.
Okay.
The Departed, too. She was such a good actress in that.
Yeah, so look out for them. And then, like I said, Madison Wolfe. Who played Janet Hoxton in this film, the little girl. She was great. You're right, both girls were good. The whole family was good, but yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing where she goes in the future.
Me too. I was thinking that next Chloe Grace. Yeah.
She was spectacular, I think.
Yes.
No argument there. So.
Yeah, but poor Neighbors too. So Neighbors too, Chloe Grace Moretz, I've enjoyed her in this. You know, for those who didn't know, she was in Kick-Ass 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. That's her claim to fame. So, I mean, and I liked her in this. She's done some other films.
Should I Stay?
Yeah, I haven't seen that one. But you can leave whenever you want, but go ahead. I'm sorry, I couldn't help it.
You opened that door.
Air 5.
No. Don't hate on our jokes.
At this point, we're just doing it to pain you, Jordan.
Exactly.
It's working. I'm miserable.
Chloe Grace Moretz.
This job just felt dead end.
I've never not liked her in a movie. She does a very good job. I just wasn't too impressed with the movie.
Okay.
I liked her a lot, and I've never been really disappointed with her. I think the movie, like I said, it did felt like a rehash, and yeah, there is a good message in it. I mean, if it's for feminism, it's usually always a good message, but there's a thousand other places where you can get that same message without having to deal with a movie that's basically the same.
But you weren't expecting to see that in that film, and that's why I like it.
I was, because...
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I was.
I wasn't. You weren't. I wasn't, to be honest. But
exactly.
But I'm on the fence with both of you guys. I'll put it this way. Go watch The Conjuring. Watch Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising, but watch it like for a dollar something on
a rental. Yeah, yeah.
Ouch.
Well, I see that, I and that's like how
it.
I felt.
I'm going to buy it and the first one, so it's all good.
You're definitely going to buy it.
Oh yeah, I enjoyed it. It was fun. Like I said, it was. I enjoyed it more than I thought I was going to. So it's all good. I will say this though. I will acknowledge this. It would be nice for Seth Rogen to do a comedy where it's not so over the top.
And not just that, but...
Please, just do me a comedy where it's just not so over the top, bro. I know you can do it. I know you have it in you. I like you. I'm a fan of you.
He's done some. That's I mean, like, Knocked Up. Really. Knocked Up was great.
That was over the top.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Was Knocked Up over the top? Well,
it was good, but it's over the top.
It was good, but my thing is, Seth Rogen is always Seth Rogen in his movies. I'd like to see him do something that's a little more character-driven.
He was good, believe it or not, in Green Hornet. I was surprised.
You know, I just had that one in my head.
Yeah.
The Green Hornet was good, but yes. But other
do
than...
Do a sequel to that, Seth. And make it serious. Do a sequel to that and make it serious.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Other than the Green Hornet, and even kind of Superbad, he was a little different. He was the cop, and that was funny.
Yes. Yes.
But lately...
He's a good actor.
Yeah, he's a good actor, but he's just Seth Rogen, like, a lot of the time, and it's kind of getting old.
I agree with you. And that's the worst. You don't want to be that guy.
Right. So if, so. If
well,
he
he's
does,
not always like that. Have you guys seen Take This Waltz?
I haven't seen that.
That was back in 2011. Film? It has some comedic parts in it, but it's a drama film.
Okay.
Seth Rogen does a fantastic job. He's not just the stoner boyfriend or the stoner son or dad.
I have to look it up. Yeah. I'm going to have to check it out. See, thank you for saying
that. He's capable of more, and I mean, he just has a niche that he sticks to, like Michael Cera.
Comedians are either the best actors in the world or the worst.
Or the worst, yeah.
They're always one or the other. So...
But I think he is talented.
I think people,
but people, they don't go to see a Seth Rogen movie to see. I mean, you know, typically a Saving Private Ryan type thing. I mean, they go to a Seth Rogen movie because they know exactly what they're going in for.
Yeah,
kind of like an Adam Sandler movie.
I was going to say,
but that works. But that can also work against you.
Yeah, I was going to say because
that can blow up in your face.
Right,
like Mariana was saying about playing the same guy all the time.
Because you say that,
stop going.
Right, you say that.
You say that, but Adam Sandler's still a thing and.
Is he?
Yeah. Well, what I was trying to get at...
He's still a thing. He just had a movie out.
Well, yeah, but he's not where he was.
Yeah,
he's not peaking like he used to.
I would argue
if
that...
If you can get paid like ludicrous amounts of money to do...
But he's on Netflix and I still haven't watched that film yet.
I was going
to
say...
But that's on you, just because you haven't watched that film.
I'm an Adam Sandler fan, bro, but I'm telling you, I haven't watched the film...
Because to be fair, money aside, can we... I would think his movies have gotten steadily worse and worse. Billy Madison was good.
Oh, yeah, no question.
Even Little Nicky I liked. But then he came out with the Pac-Man movie and the
I liked that one, though. I didn't enjoy that one.
But it was a little weird to me. Like, it feels to me like he's kind of running out of things to do.
Well, you know what? I still...
I think it's a it's a very popular opinion to not like Adam Sandler, and it's a boat that...
But we're not doing that, though. I mean, I think you're right. Maybe there's some people who are like that, but that's not us. I will say this... I still need to watch Punch Drunk Love. I've been dying to watch that. I'm serious, because that's a serious role for him.
I just remembered we're talking about Neighbors 2 and Contract.
Rain on Me.
I was just about to say, Rain on Me was so good.
He was serious. So, yeah, but you mentioned Sandler. So, hey,
yeah.
Rain on Me was such a good movie.
So I like to see him do more serious stuff, but, you know, we digress. So, you know, Jordan's getting agitated now.
That's okay. We've got plenty of these podcasts coming. We'll squeeze all of these movies in.
A third of this is about Neighbors 2, a third of this is about Conjuring, and then we have a third about
Sorority Rising 2. So Mariano and Jordan do not recommend it. I do. Well, they recommend it like if for a dollar.
Yeah, Redbox.
I don't
necessarily.
Doing
your laundry, or if it comes on cable or something. That is their saying.
Yeah, I don't necessarily say avoid it. I'm just not saying seek it out. It's not something that felt really necessary.
If you are looking for some junk fool, you want a good comedy, I say watch it. So, like I said, because of that film, now, you know, I went to watch the first one. I went backwards.
And I'd say it's good junk food, but even then, I think that there's a lot of other better junk food you can find. I mean,
well, okay, so it's 2-1. You know, they're against. So. I'm for it. No worries. It's all good.
Yeah, no worries, yeah.
That's okay. But you know what? Overall, it's not terrible. Just, I wouldn't recommend it.
Backhanded compliment again.
No.
Mario with that smack.
Well, thank you very much for listening to this podcast, guys. We've got plenty more coming, plenty more movies to review, and we'll get into these different topics with Adam Sandler, all these other movies, and why we like them, why we don't.
Yes, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because next week we have some more films for you that we're going to be reviewing. We're going to be reviewing the new Finding Dory that came out today.
I'm so excited for that.
Yeah, me too.
Central Intelligence with The Rock and Kevin Hart. What's it? Big Johnson and Little Hart, they call it.
Still more excited about the Finding Dory, but yeah.
Warcraft, but Now You See Me Too, and we're also going to do independent film The Lobster.
That's right.
With Colin Farrell.
That's right.
So So look for those things next week.
Perfect. Thanks for listening, guys. Now, you know where you can find us. iTunes, Google Play, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and gsmcpodcast.com. I'm Mariano.
I'm Jordan.
I'm Keith.
You really killed it, buddy.
Well, thanks. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Yes, see you guys next week.
Space.
See you somewhere out in space.
Or whatever.